Did you hear that, Dan?
No, I probably ignored him.
You need to work harder.
And I'll call the County Commission back to order from recess. Next order of business is the HPRP update. We have Mr. Alan Catron with us. It's always good for me to welcome somebody who's older than me in school, Alan. So I'm delighted you're here.
I'm very glad to be here, yes. Even in my ancient condition. What you're showing here on the first slide, I guess I missed the meeting yesterday. I just now noticed I was here on the 1st of May. But I'm CEO of Christian Associates over in Kimberly City. We've had an office in Taney County now for about a year and a half. I really want to address the homelessness prevention program, which includes the HPRP update and just a little bit more. Next slide, please. These are the areas I'd like to address as quickly as I can. HPRP, the Missouri Housing Trust Fund, Branson City Dollars, and then our future program status, should we have a future program. Next. And the HPRP, next one, please. HPRP, this is the purpose. I'm just throwing this up here again to remind you and refresh you what the purpose of the program was. That's Homelessness Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Program. And for obvious reasons, we call it HPRP. And
Alan, we also have time, so you don't have to rush through.
Okay, very good. But remember, these are stimulus dollars, so it does disappear at the end of September of this year. Next slide. These are the parameters. The County of Taney is the contract holder, and you subcontracted to Christian Associates to implement and execute the program. A little over $182,000. We started on 1 October, and I'd like to say, basically in the state of Missouri, this program started. Stone County and Taney County were the only ones that started on 1 October. No one else could get going that fast. Money's available for 3 years, but they have told us to budget for 2, and I think that's what you were made aware of before. The end of that's coming up. We don't know if there'll be any additional monies to reallocate yet or not. Next slide. The red line is the budget process. We budgeted over a full 2-year program. That was at your direction. You didn't want it all spent up front. You'd like to see the help go all the way across the time frame. The actual expenditure rate on there was below the line after the first quarter. A lot of that was because of internal problems at Missouri, and they couldn't get us the money. We were still working with people, but we weren't spending the money. Part of the other aspect is it's just waiting for additional items to come through. So as you'll see, we are starting to come back online. Next chart. 2,003 people came into our office up through March. That's just in Taney County. That's 2,003 people that perceived they have a housing problem. Out of that, we were able to take care of 261 under the HPRP program, which left the 1742 not eligible for HPRP. Some of those we were able to refer, and others we were able to help with other resources, which I'll cover here in a minute. HPRP is very restrictive. You have to be proven to be sustainable before we can spend money to help a family out. If they do not have a job, have no intention of getting a job, have no good work history, many other parameters go into this. We consider them not sustainable, and we're not able to spend that money on them. Next slide. Out of those that were not eligible, and these are some of the criteria run through, 72 of those are over income. You can read the rest of them there. Outside of parameters go to such things as sustainability. Two numbers that are still interesting on there. No follow-through. 251 came in. We sent them back to get more data or other items that we need, such as copies of their Social Security number or something, or their work history. Did not come back. The other one is 212 are still pending in the system that we're trying to fund. Again, that depends upon them being able to bring back some data to us. And 72 of those, as things got going and we were able to come up with some additional funding, were taken care of by some other programs. Next chart. When we first started this, this was going to be the panacea and the answer for all the people that are living in the motels. That did not come true at all. We've had almost 18 months, 15 months, 114 people from motels came in for help. We were able to rehouse 15 of those. The rest of them really were in a position that they did not want to be rehoused or were not sustainable. Most of them just wanted us to come in and pay the motel rent so they could stay where they were, and we were not able to do that. Next chart. Christian Associates agreed up front that we'd take care of all the administrative costs. Through the end of March, out of my pocket, we spent $66,103 plus the travel expenses involved. Major impact on us, we knew that was coming. That was something we were willing to pay for to try to get a good program started in Taney County. And the next chart. These are a couple of the issues. HUD came in and did an audit on the state of Missouri, and the state failed the audit. What's flowed down to us are two or three different things. The first item on there is most projects that we work on, we keep in-house all the backup documentation for an expenditure, just like the county does. And when you get your audit, they come in and may ask for some of them. Now that's changed to the point that the state wants every piece of paper to be sent to the state level on every action that we do to back up the expenditure of funds. Not only is that a problem for us putting it all together, it's got to flow through you for approval. So technically, I guess you're supposed to be looking at every one of those before you approve it and send it on to the state. With 6 months left, we'll just have to live with that. But the other issue that is really a problem, all the way up to this point, usually we were able to ask for money, and other than that one time frame, we got money relatively quick up front. It was not on a reimbursable basis. Because of their issue with the audit, now we are in a reimbursable basis only. I have to spend it, send it up through you to the state, and then get the money back. That's not been tested yet. We don't know how fast that will happen. Christian Associates is not in a position to come up with the remaining $45,500. That's what we have not drawn at this point. And it's at this point I need to ask the county to float that money up front on the reimbursable basis, and the mechanics of that we'd have to work out in the future. And there are many other things that are going on. I don't know whether you got to see the message that came down a week ago Friday that went to three organizations, Christian Associates being one of them, that we're probably out of compliance with federal regulations on this because we do not have a comparable database that matches in with the HUD database. We have to keep a separate database because of our domestic violence issues. Anyone that we've helped through this program that's in domestic violence is in a separate database. It is compatible. We've been able to take all the information out. We've been able to send it up. It's not been an issue. I met with the lady a week ago Wednesday at Columbia that sent the message out, told her it really concerned me that we'd been called out this way, and she could give me no specifics, nothing concrete as to where we had had a problem in the past at all. It really just went, that message was just blasted out to everyone that did not have or had to use an other database other than what they call the HMIS system.
That was HUD? It was a person from HUD?
No, that was the state lady that runs the HPRP program.
She's the one that
sent us the message.
About the noncompliance of the database.
And a lot of that, she admitted, was pushed by the HUD audit. Supposedly, the state was supposed to have somebody come down, look at our database, certify it to be compatible or comparable to, and that's never been done. I talked to the lady that was cited in the message that was supposed to do that at the same meeting, and she said that was never part of her agreement. So somewhere that's all hung up. But I did want to assure you that the numbers are there. They're being kept correctly. They're being reported correctly. Whether it's going to be a comparable database is kind of immaterial. It gives us the data we need, and it's working fine. So that's my update at this point on HPRP as far as it specifically. So specifically. Next slide, please.
Let me ask you a question before we go to the next one. So what in this presentation, you're requesting that we consider the 45-5 to front it. We don't know what their payback time is.
No, we do not.
Okay.
But it is part of the grant that was promised, if I'm correct.
The money's available. It's just a matter of
The money's there. It's just how fast, you know, that...
That they can reimburse.
That's a contract between you and the state. That money is there. But usually things flow in the other contracts. We have things back in 3 to 4 weeks. But again, no one's really been able to test this yet because everybody was pulling up front. Now they're having to spend money. And the other 10 counties in southwest Missouri are OCAC run, and they're having trouble right now coming up with some of the upfront money due to the federal funding issues that's coming down. So,
what were some of the criteria why the state was found to be noncompliant?
That's about all I know, Ron. I just don't know much past that. They've tried to run it at the state with a person working 3 days a week. It was a very, and in their defense too, you know, this came down, stimulus money, you saw several pieces of that. It was completely chaotic to start with. We didn't have good guidelines when it came down. For example, domestic violence, they told us, just don't report those people. Help them, but don't report it. A month later, they came back and said, now report it. And that's changed 4 or 5 times. So a lot of it is, I think the state just had to put it in place so fast and get the money out to the contract holder so fast that it messed things up. So,
do you, and you've already answered the question, but noncompliance order is very easy statement to make without having any documentation to explain why. If the county considered the funding and they used the statement of noncompliance and held us up, or maybe we didn't receive it all, is there any documentation that you can provide for us that would, through the audit or otherwise, that the county commission could look at to see if there needs to be a correction?
I have no information, like I said, from the audit at the state. All organizations have to be audited by the state that has the HPRP, all contract holders, and ours is scheduled for the 15th of May. And that will be when it will come to a head as to whether we have a comparable database. So, and it did not say we were out of compliance. It said could possibly be out of compliance. So, I thought you had that message, and you probably do somewhere, whether you got to read it or not, I don't know. But
in past emails, we did, right?
A week ago Friday is when I got it. So.
Right.
And like I said, I got to meet with 2 or 3 of the key people the following Wednesday, and that's when I brought it before them. And it just really seemed like it was just a blast out to the people that did not use or used other databases other than that HMIS system. That's a homeless management information system that HUD has. And we have that also in-house. We use that for that and some of our other grants. But anything that's domestic violence has to be offline.
And Alan, the 45-5, that runs through when?
The end of September.
September.
And right now, I think I still have about 18, I think, that I can spend on some of these in-house ones. So we could almost wait till the 15th of May. If you want to wait on that to make a decision, I can get you the results of our internal local audit that they're coming down to do. So.
And you're not necessarily asking for all the money up front right now. Are you asking about, I mean, I guess I would need to know the details on it.
Well, I was going to say some of the mechanics, if you tell me what you need, we'd probably do it like in 3-month increments, probably ask for half of that and the other half towards the end. So. And also the state is talking, and I cannot get confirmation on this, they're talking about now we're supposed to be working through the end of December. They've added 3 months, but where that came from, no one can tell me. Or have a little confusion at that level. So
the confusion is a 3-year program to a 2-year program.
And then now they've added 3 months back on.
So. Added 3 months on. There's a... I applaud you for what you've done. I think we review the reports and look at everything that you've sent to us. We always look for the percentages on the lines. I applaud you for what you've done. I don't know that I myself would would rather wait till May the 15th until there's some viewable documentation of what their concerns are so that we don't get hung up on some technicality.
Okay. No, I think that's fine with that.
That's just me.
You want to continue?
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
Some of the other money we got over this time frame, and as we always talked before, this was to get us started. We hope to make an entire homelessness prevention program out of this for Taney County that would sustain itself. And I was able to use some of the trust fund money, then I got it blessed after the fact, a few thousand dollars. This is one of our major inputs for the housing program, which we've used forever over at Stone County, is a Missouri Housing Trust Fund. It's run by the Missouri Housing Development Commission. It's not as restrictive. It's easy to use. We've been using it for, like I say, years and years, and it's been very, very productive to us. Next slide, please. I was able to peel off that much money, and there's some more still there, to assist 25 families. That's out of the ones that were not covered by HPRP. We were able to help another 25 families with that money. That same meeting I was talking about, I talked to the lady that runs the trust fund or is head of the staffing for it, and I told her that I was coming over to brief you folks. I was hoping we'd get a movement towards a comprehensive program, and her immediate input was, make sure you ask next year for money for Taney County under this trust fund so it would be identified for the county. So by that statement, she has already determined that, because she was saying that they recognize there's not a comprehensive program in Taney County. They'd like to see it, and they're willing to help fund some of it. So I took that as a very positive step. That trust fund is based upon $3 or $4 of every deed that's recorded. And every time you go record livestock, I forget what that's called. Of course, that trust fund has dropped a little bit because of the housing market's gone down so much. That will continue to build back up. Next slide. The Branson money, City of Branson, we were able to compete and receive some money for the 2010 funding. We got it later in the year. We did not have it the whole time frame. But with the $9,096, we were able to help 47 families that were in the Branson residence only, and was a great boon to the program and to the families involved. And I thank Rand and her staff for making that happen, because that really did help a lot when you can do another 50 families in really quite a bit less than a year. You've got 8 months worth.
When you bring that forward, the 47, was the 25 Taney County families that you had the previous slide?
That could have been Taney County or Branson. Just Taney County is all it could say on that 25.
All it said was Taney County, but then you had 47 that were...
That's an additional 47 that was funded by this.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's one of the requirements, that they have to be a Branson resident. So. Okay, the next slide kind of wraps up a lot of it, although I have a little bit more. By the end of March, 333 families assisted for $135,117. And like I say down at the bottom, one of the things we did not have when we started over here was a good start of a database on the level of housing issues that the people in Taney County were living with. So what it really says is, if that many that we helped just under those limited programs are there, and we had to turn away a whole lot more. And one of my, the lady that runs, Janice back here in the back, that runs the office here in Taney County, can tell you the fact was that we're coming over here. There's many that she cannot help right now just because of funding issues. And I also tie that in when we looked at the paper article, although it's been two or three months ago now, about the way DESE counts homelessness in the schools and how the Taney County schools added up to a lot of homeless kids. Collectively, it's more than Springfield. So, and we saw the same thing in the Reed Springs system, too. So there is an issue here, and I'm hoping we'll be able to address it. Next slide. I'm just throwing out a play budget to start with. And The trust fund, I think in your charts, it might have showed that there was a 2012, $11,000. That was one way to come at it. I took it off the slide this morning. But we think we can get around $20,000. I threw in $15,000 from Branson. That's a number. Christian Associates, not at the $60,000, but the $15,000 to $20,000 level. ESGP, Emergency Shelter Grant Program. The new program that's replacing a lot of HUD's housing programs is ESG, and they changed the S, and I can't remember what the word is, and I'm sorry. It's emergency something. It's a sustainability-type program. It's going to replace HPRP and many others. That proposal should already be out in the street for us to be working on, but because of all the problems at the federal level, they have not issued any indication at all when and how much money that's going to be. But that's going to be substantial money starting at 2012 and especially 2013. But that will be another funding stream. Looking at the expenses to run the county office, advocate rent and utilities, around $36,000. Program expenditures, we're basing that on 300 families, $300 apiece. That's a little on the high side, the 300 is, but that's a good planning figure, $90,000 a year. Of course, the shortfalls, we see it there, $76,000.
One question for you, Alan. The Tank County office, where were you thinking about that? Branson area, are you talking about? The county owns a lot of facilities, and we have some office space, and we're even talking about moving one of the soil and water back into our building so that we can reduce their expenses also.
I think maybe that'll come out a little bit further down as I present this, but not that I've had a location. Our location has worked out well now because we're co-located with the health clinic, mm-hmm. OCAC, CAMS downstairs. Any others there, Janice?
AIDS Project.
Yeah, the new AIDS Project. The Ozarks just moved in there. It's kind of become a one-stop shopping for people that need some assistance. All of us are there, really, except the state DFS office and Salvation Army. Everybody else is in one location. So to me, that makes a lot of sense.
It does.
If you're going to provide free space, we can talk about that. Because I am paying a nominal rent there. Issues, plus and minus issues. These are basically on the plus side. We're in place to execute a homelessness prevention program, and we are a basis for other programs I'm going to present here in just a minute. Second point on there, a year and a half or 2 years ago when we started this, we had a lot of problems between us health agencies speaking to each other, communicating anyway. We could speak, but we weren't communicating. I'd like to say that has really gone away. It's excellent communication through all the health agencies in Taney County now, and everybody's got their focus that they're working on, all working towards a big picture of helping the families in Taney County. So that is a major, major improvement over what we first saw. The next point down there, the fact I've already mentioned, is that at state level, our county needs are recognized. And the bottom item down there is, yes, there's some data available now that shows how many families are out there that need help and maybe to what level. Next chart. These are some of the negative. The county needs some additional housing programs from my perspective. As I've already mentioned, Christian Associates can't carry all the load for the administration. HPRP ends at the end of September. Federal budget issues cannot let me plan past the day almost as far as I'm speaking to ESG and some of the other major programs. And the bottom one down there, minimal funding support from Taney County residents, businesses, and governments. And that's not to throw a bullet because we're just starting this, but that type of support is going to be required if we're going to make a good a program. We are working strongly with a lot of the residents, and a lot of the resident personal donors have started to step forward and help with the housing program because they've seen some things happen over here. We've made a good push on that. If we continue, we'll make a much stronger push. Next chart shows what we need. We really need a centralized program, an organization rather, to run it. And you really need, in Taney County, four housing programs, and these are all the four HUD programs when you get down to it. Homelessness prevention, that's what we've been doing. Everything that's necessary to keep people in their homes. We need some type of emergency shelter. There are folks living under the bridge. That's been well documented in the past. We have no place to help those folks in a local shelter, not necessarily in Branson, but in a Taney County shelter. Every one of those, we have to either get up the Springfield or they disappear back onto the streets. And so I'm not saying it has to be a great big homeless shelter, but we need some element on that. The next item on there is transitional housing. We have the 29 units over in Stone County. That's been one of the best programs that we've been able to work with, where we bring people in and we can help them up to 2 years financially, but also on all their education and skills enhancement that's required for them to go out and get their own permanent housing. And that's been a very good program, very good success rate, and we kind of fell into that with the facilities we happened to purchase. But something like that's desperately needed over here, because you can't take people from here to there automatically and keep them there. That was a sustainability issue. They need help here too. And the final item on there is a permanent housing program. You've had a lot of that effort in the past, a lot of permanent housing, affordable permanent housing has been built. Christian Associates has not been involved in that. Also, you could put underneath that senior citizen housing and things of that nature if you wanted to. But some way, I think the county needs a central node that overlooks clearinghouse, however we would set it up for each one of those programs. Next chart. We like to always go to the bottom line. We can say the housing needs exist, the program's not instituted, and we need a decision needed to establish required programs that come up. And the last chart goes to the committee approach, which I'm not real fond of, but I don't think you can get away from it. I really recommend that some type of study group be established with a lead by the county, at least with the cities, Christian Associates, CAM, Salvation Army, and Gift of Hope to start with, as being the key members. Now, there's many other players I know involved. Some of the other organizations that are already there, the churches, and things of that nature. But just to determine if there's a program that can be developed, what that program might look like, how it may be funded, that size group, I think, can do it. And that's all I really have. I kind of laid it on the table that...
That was plenty.
At the end, well, I haven't been able to get back over here for a while. That's part of the problem, yes. Basically, the program for Taney County at the end of September could roll up and disappear for what we've got going right now, if we're only dependent upon HPRP funding. And I personally hate to see that happen, because I see what's in Stone County that grew up over there. I don't really know how Christian Associates got there. No one really does. And it has all those programs under it except the permanent housing.
So we refer to Stone County a lot. The funding, can you kind of explain the funding mechanism for Stone County a little bit? I know their budget.
Okay, a third of my budget, which is about 1.6 this year, a third of it comes from our thrift shop.
Okay,
round numbers now. A third of it comes from grants, and a third of it comes from the donors, the donor base. And the thrift shop is not here. Not that something like that can't be established, but the donor base is not yet here in Taney County, just because, you know, we're new on the block and fighting for every dollar like many other organizations are. The grant and that capability, with the political pull that the county has, we can make some of that happen. So,
do the grants just go directly to you? They go to the Stone County?
HPRP goes to Stone County just like it did here. And the current ESG goes through Stone County. And I think the new ESG is going to go through the county.
But it's managed by Christian Associates, the dollars?
It'd be managed by a subcontractor, yes.
Right.
And I'm saying that should be us, like I have before.
And that's you are the manager for Stone County?
Yes, Stone County, yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
How much, just curious, how much money did Stone County get for the HPRP?
About 150,
okay.
Round numbers. It was 30, 40 less than over here.
Okay.
Rick?
Yes, sir.
Because I was involved with the HPRP initially, when we went after those funds and know that those are committed to Taney County, we do have funds available within the contingency fund if, in fact, the county wanted to front the 45-5 and then wait for reimbursement. We will discuss that, Alan. It's obviously something that I can't, a decision I can't make unilaterally, but I don't really see a problem with that personally.
I don't either. I just some of the details is all I would probably want, but I don't see
the mechanics and make it happen.
Exactly.
Let's work that out.
I don't see that being an issue.
When you talked about the state extending to the end of the year, that means to play the program out, but not to add additional monies.
Not additional money unless some people have not been able to spend their money and it's reallocated.
In which case we'd have an opportunity, the same as Stone County would.
We'll have a good opportunity to ask for some more funding.
Okay.
But again, that's only for three more months.
A question. I'm jumping around a little bit. I apologize. Can I interrupt here, sir?
Sure.
Your recommendations, the study group, you know, what's your thoughts on how we form that? Did you do that in Stone County, the time frame, stuff like that?
We've never had to do it over there. And like I said, Christian Associates grew up over the last 37 years assuming these roles in some way, and they built their donor base and the thrift shop operating the way it does. This county has never been in a position to help, or have we asked them for any real help on that, although I think we're coming to that. But Dennis and I have to talk that later. But to me, the first thing is this group needs to sit around a table and agree that there is a problem. And I think some structure can be established on that to help walk that through. The young lady from the state said she'd even come down and talk to people on ways to do that. But when we started here a year ago, September, I think most people knew there was an issue but didn't know how much, or some people want to say there wasn't an issue. But that's been fully established now. I just hate to see that go under because, and yes, we probably should have started this 3 or 4 months ago. But like I said, I've kind of stayed in the background here for a bit.
And that's really the first step before we...
I think it is, yes, because
that brings
all the players together, the municipalities, 3 or 4 of the help agencies are there, and then the county, if they take the lead on it, to set that up or appoint it in a different way. But because when I went through this, many of my staff were saying, well, the churches need to be involved. This, well, it can get so diluted that we wouldn't be able to get anything in place.
Right.
But everyone on there has played a housing role in their past or currently are. Okay.
Alan, before you finish, you had mentioned staff here. Do you want to recognize who those staff people
sorry,
are?
I should have done that to start with. Yeri Scharberg is, we call him the Special Action Manager, the SAM. He's a retired Army colonel, and I had him on board half a day, mainly because of his versatility. He can grab anything and run with it and would be jumping right into something like this to help get it started. Janice Clements has been with us, what, about 8 months now, Janice? Oh, guys, time goes on so fast. It's been fun. Janice worked over with us over at our office in Kimberly City, and a few months ago she took over as the sole person over here in the Taney County office and has done a very good job over here and has also developed a pretty good volunteer base that's helping us over here now. So,
great.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Alan, thank you for your presentation. Gentlemen, have you got any more questions?
We're just going to have another work session to digest this. I mean,
so you'll get back to me is what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, especially on the the pay structure. I would like to understand if you could give us some insight, at least give me some insight of how you would like to see it structured, that 45-5.
45-5,
yeah. And I think you're saying by maybe next week is what you'd like to see. I think is May 15th, May 11th, something like that.
On May 15th is when we're having the audit from the HPRP people. So.
Okay.
We won't drag our feet on that. We can make a decision on the 45-5 quickly.
Okay. Just give some
working in this direction is a big matter and something certainly
issue,
we
yes,
need to
yeah.
look deeply into.
Sounds good.
Appreciate your work. Thank you, Alan.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Appreciate your time.
You get that flat.
Did you mention earlier, Dan, that you did not want to bring up at this time the flood waiver regarding materials?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sir.
I think that we'll.
Pleasure. Thank you, sir.
I think I'll go ahead and make that motion and implement that. From what I understood from Chris. Chris.
I agree. I think it needs to go for 4 weeks, and we can always extend it.
We can always extend it. I'm going to make a motion that we implement that flood waiver on the transfer station monies charging fee. We have a structured form already in place that has name, address, and proof of ownership in those flooded areas. And do we have that form available, Jillian?
Yes, sir.
And the exact name that I'm making the motion on is, it will be for the flood waiver, but it's to the Taney County Transfer Station is where it will be implemented.
Do you second that?
I second the motion.
Let's open that for discussion, and I'm curious. Now, this is a flood waiver for materials that are brought by flood victims to the transfer station?
Right.
So if I have a problem and I bring material, I can drop it there for free, or is there?
It was for free, I'm sure. It's the way we did in 2008. At this point, a lot of it would be, as I heard the other day, 48 hours after carpet's wet, and it contains a mold factor that can be harmful to people. So the quicker they could get something like that out of a home, the better. So sheetrock, things like that will be the major things. I imagine a lot of furniture that will be in basements and things like that would be brought in. But we have, I guess you would call it a security measure in place to make sure that the people that are bringing the stuff live in those areas and live in Taney County.
And where do they acquire this
form?
Form.
At the transfer station.
So an individual will be asked their name, their address, they'll have a driver's license.
Yes.
There'll be some other questions asked just to establish that they are, in fact, from here, that
yes.
they were, in fact, affected by the flood, then the county will take that. What length of time?
We're going to do a month and then possible extension.
Four weeks. Let's see.
Okay.
4 weeks, and then we can always extend. A month could be 31 days. You have people sometimes. Seven.
Well, let's just do the, four the first of June.
How about the month of May?
Yeah, the month of May, just the first
okay.
until the first of
month
June,
of
and then we'll look at.
And the reason we waive those fees for those listening, when this becomes a disaster, when FEMA, if FEMA declares this a disaster, then we can seek reimbursement from FEMA for all the costs that were associated with this waiving this.
Right.
In 08, we were reimbursed for that.
Right.
Motion has been made to approve a flood waiver for materials brought to the transfer station for a period of 4 weeks or during the month of May, wherein citizens can dump those materials for free.
Let's just take the 4 week out of there, just the month of May.
Yeah.
Just the month of May.
Done.
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Did we not have one other issue?
We were talking about this. That's left open.
Newspaper article?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we can do
so. That's the only thing left.
We have listed last agenda item, newspaper article. Commissioner Strahan, that was yours?
Yes, we had an article about the park trail of the $25,000 that was mentioned. That was strictly an issue that needed to be brought forward to the attention of the county. It had been brought to the attention of its road and bridge funds. It's actually involved, and it's in a transfer. And I just wanted to make that a positive note instead of a note that we're not looking for the city of Forsyth to have to come up with any funds immediately or whatever, but to make them aware. As we talked about an invoice, that is a matter of record at that point that that they do know that, and Mr. Spencer Jones, who initiated the grant, is he's in total control of that now as far as making Forsyth aware and explaining that to them.
Gentlemen, if there's nothing else, we'll stand in recess till 1 p.m.